The Minister for Education, Norma Foley, has defended a proposal to spend 9 million euro on mobile phone pouches for secondary schools. The Keeping Childhood Smartphone Free plan was announced earlier this week as part of the budget, but has been criticised as unnecessary and costly by opposition parties and some teaching groups. Our reporter Kate Varley has been getting reaction from principals, students and parents.
When they come to school, the phones are off, they're in the bottom of the bag, they do not use them during the school day at all.
Dee Ryan is the principal of Loretto Secondary School in Bray.
We have an unseen, unheard policy. It took a while to bed in, but now it's so rare that the students are in breach of it because they have buy-in.
Loretto Bray is one of many schools around the country with strict no-phone rules. And so Dee Ryan believes the money allocated for phone pouches in the budget could have been better spent elsewhere.
Well, no one consulted us. I know that in our school we don't need them because of the way our policy has been designed. I know in other schools there are pouches in use, but that investment was made. So it's sort of like after the horse is already bolted. It's not a smart way to spend money in the education system. I need teachers. I need teachers to come into this profession. I need it to be attractive. I have students with undiagnosed need. They're waiting on waiting lists to see Ed Sykes, to see speech and language therapists, to see occupational therapists for 2 years because they're in the public system. That 9 million would make such a difference to those students, as far as I'm concerned.
Outside the school at home time, there are mixed views on the measure from students and parents.
I'm in first year and I'm 13.
Do you think it's a good idea, these phone pouches? Do you think they'll work?
No, because children are just going to break through them. And, like, it's our own responsibility to hold our phones in our bags and don't take them out in school times.
I think these pouches are a bit of a waste of money. I think the allocation of 9 million, I think it is, could be much better well spent in other departments, even mental health.
Well, it probably is a good use of money with all the problems with social media in school, like, but just doesn't work for me now at the moment, because in Loretto and Bray, if the children are caught with their phones in school premises, they're actually taken off them.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people like use them without the teachers like knowing about it.
If this new measure came in your school and you had those pouches, the magnetic pouches, do you think that would be a good idea?
Yeah, I think it would, because I feel like people won't be using them that much then.
I think it's a good idea, no phone policy. I would say it is a good idea.
These particular pouches, the government is going to spend 9 million euro. What do you think of that? Is that money well spent?
When you said 9 million, I would say they could probably spend that on education, not on pouches.
And it is that issue, the cost, that has provoked increasing political attention and indeed criticism in recent days. A scandalous waste of public money is how it's been described by Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald. However, Minister for Education Norma Foley has defended the decision.
What we're saying is this is a once-off measure, and it is born of all of the research, the national research, the international research, that is telling us that really there is no place for the mobile phone in our schools. So when the students arrive in school, they put it into the pouch, it's magnetically sealed. There is no access to it until they get to the point when they're leaving the school, and there is an access point there where they can reopen the pouch, as it were. It will be reused year after year after year.
For us, it's been a very positive experience. It is an adjustment for any school.
Sarah Green is the principal of St Seton Secondary in Ballyfermot in West Dublin, a school already operating a pouch policy for mobile phones.
Where we've seen the improvements is in the classroom, where teaching and learning can take place uninterrupted. Before that, we would have had issues with students being on their phones in class, hiding the phone on their lap, and then leading to potentially conflict with teachers while you're trying to kind of correct that behaviour in the classroom. That all just disappeared overnight with the pouches.
So you already have a phone pouch policy in place, but do you think there's a need for it to be rolled out nationally with that 9 million euro price tag to boot?
It is a significant cost for us in the school, so I welcome the availability of funding to put towards this, so that it's a policy that we can roll out from our school and not be reliant on parents to have to subsidise it for us.
That was Sarah Green, the principal of St Seton Secondary in Ballyfermot, speaking to Kate Farley. 8:32, you're listening to Morning Ireland. Maggie Doyle has the latest news.